All right, my talk again. So I continue. I'll try and finish or come close to finishing this Shir Dalet today. And as I said, we'll, the next couple of days before Yom Kippur, we'll finish up all the introductory material, and then the other will start with the, you know, learning Keseder. So we discussed last time. Recall, I basically presented this idea that there's a difference between Basar Cholov and Shaar Yisurim and the way Bittul works. And when we talk about Bittul by Basar Cholov, it's not Bittul in the classic sense, because Bittul is defined as when there's a conflict, right, between things, Isser and Heter. Okay, so what wins out? Whatever is more, right? Hazin and Basar Ruba, and Chazar require for most Yisurim require Shishim, but the whole idea of Bittul is that there is a conflict, right? There is a two opposing things, which doesn't really work by Basar Cholov, because Basar Cholov, Basar Mutar and Cholov, there's no conflict. Right? There's not Isser and Heter, it's two things that are Heter, and it's the combination that becomes Asur. And we said that while that's a little bit of a Chiddush, that's not considered the Chiddush by Basar Cholov. I remember we had the Gemara Pesachim, that because that's not true only by Basar Cholov, it's true by Kelayim Bashachnas also. Okay, because wool is butter and lin is butter, so wool and lin together is what's also, so it's similar to Basar Cholov in that sense. So the Gemara said that, so therefore it's not, when the Gemara speaks about Basar Cholov being a Chiddush, that's not the Chiddush, that's two mutter things that suddenly become also, because we find that by something else. What's also is that it's only, but what's a Chiddush is only, it's only also through the transference of flavor by Derek Bishol Asur Torah, meaning if I cook meat and milk together, that's Basar Cholov. If I take a piece of meat and soak it all day in a bowl of milk, even though there'll be some transference of flavor, that's not at the right level, that's not Basar Cholov. Even though, and that's a Chiddush, why should that be? You know, but that's the idea. Derek Bishol Asur Torah, because again, the master phrase in the Torah is always Losef Vashel. The word Bishol means, by definition, transference of flavor. That's why you cook something, so different flavors, you know, are absorbed when you cook different things together. You want the final dish to absorb the flavors of whatever ingredients, spices, whatever else you're putting in. So that's the idea of Derek Bishol Asur Torah. So, again, so when we speak about Bittul by Shaar Yisurim, it's a matter of, you know, what's more dominant. So they have Yisurim Heter, so whatever wins out, wins out. But by Basar Cholov, that's not the case. So why do you have the, we do speak about Bittul Mishisha by Basar Cholov too. Right? I mean, so if there's no Bittul, why does that ever make a difference? So the answer is, by in regular Bittul, the rove, so to speak, knocks out the meat. Here, okay, you can't, another reason you can't say the rove knocks out the meat, because when even if you have rove basar and miut chalav, but the basar absorbed, by absorbing the chalav, the rove also becomes asar. Right? It's now, it absorbed the flavor, so there's no rove to knock out. You know what I'm saying? It was a regular, chazer meat and another meat or whatever, nevela meat and kosher meat, you can't tell the difference, it's all mixed in. So they all look the same, they both come from a cow. The only thing is, one was shafted, one wasn't. So you can't tell by looking in the pot what's what. Okay, so there you'll say that one knocks out the other. But you can't really say that here, because by Basar Cholov, the meat absorbed the flavor of the milk, so it also became Basar Cholov. So what's knocking out what? Elawad. We say, again, because the combination is also, right? So Elawad, when it's not, when you don't have enough, when you have less than X amount, let's say they would call the X Shishim, it's not that it's Bato in the classic sense of Bito, but it never became Basar Cholov to begin with. Because Derek Bishol Asur Torah means the transference of flavor. If no flavor was transferred, because so it was such a minute amount, it's not a minute amount in the sense of a miyut, and therefore the rogue beats out the miyut. It's that's by Shaar Yisurim. That's the usual concept of bittul. What we're suggesting here is when it comes to Basar Cholov, it's that since the Isser is formulated in Losef Vashel, the Isser, as we explained, is to create a Heftza of Basar Cholov, right? And it's a different kind of bittul, because the Heftza of Basar Cholov is never created, because there was never any transference of flavor. That's the Derek Bishol Asur Torah. Such a minute amount of milk fell into this big pot of meat soup, or vice versa. Such a minute amount of meat fell into this big, you know, dish of milkings. So then it never became Basar Cholov. That's the sense of bittul. So it's a different use of the word bittul. By Basar Cholov, we explained the Isser is to create a new item. Okay, and it's just not meat. I explained, I think, last time I said it's not meat with milk, but it's a new hefta called meat milk. Right, so it's a new item. Okay, and since the issue is lo sevasho to create this hefta, so it's a different kind of bittul. Again, there's no conflict. So by Basar Cholov, Bittul means that it never became Bas V'Chol in the first place. If there's no Bishul, and the Derek Bishul of the Torah means the flavor was transferred through the cooking process. But right, that's to explain last time. Okay. Bas V'Chol has to be created via Nesinas Tam. Without that, it's not Bas V'Chol. So it's a different kind of Bittul. Okay, that was the Chiddush. So I'll check on this, explained it that way. Okay, without Tom, it's simply not Bas V'Chol. Of course, with Rabbanan, it's still Asa. With Rabbanan, it's also without that. We're talking about Derek Bishol Asa Torah. Derek Bishol Asa Torah. So I want to continue from there just to, in fact, the way the Rav said it, it's Midoraisa. Let's see this. Midoraisa, the Isser is the way the Rav categorized it. It's just a simple point. We said Midoraisa, what's also is called Basar Bichol. The base, right? Basar Bichol. It's a new entity, Basar Bichol, right? Midorabanan, even Basar Vichol, with a Vav. Meat and milk, that's also Midorabanan. The Raisa, either Mishnah or Basar Bichol, right? It's a new entity with meat and dairy all mixed in. Okay, that's called Basar V'Chol. Midrabanan, we say even Basar V'Chol, because only Derek Bishol also Torah. But even without that, it's also the Raisa. So it's also Drabanan, I mean. Okay? And just to illustrate a few things, let's move up to source 22, over up to. The Ramon makes the following comment in Simon Pezai Arsim, Simon Pezai Sifo. Again, we'll touch on a lot of different things, but we'll go in order with that right after the other. So the Ramon writes, Yesh Omer, we saw this already. The Osso Lachto So Eish Tachas Gdere Shalom Kacham. Right, if a goy has a big pot, again, it wouldn't come up today because you're not walking into a non-Jew's house to adjust the flame under his pot. In the old days when I had these big outdoor ovens and so on where people cooked, people have ovens in their house. Okay, that big outdoor oven, this was dangerous because it caused a fire, but they would have big outdoor briefs, you've seen those brick ovens, outside, right? So different people would put their pots on there,
A friend of mine is an Eagle Scout, one of these, Scout camps and meals.
Yeah, they have
the grills. You have 20 Eagle Scouts, everybody with their own fire. Long,
even
longer fire.
So. Same, by the way, in parks, they have all kinds of grills and barbecues and so on. Huh? Yeah. Israel also, they have, in the mangal, they have barbecues and beef. Yeah, so it could come up nowadays. So anyway, so more right. Yeshom, the also lactos, eis tachas kedeus, shalom, kacham. The guy is cooking his food there. And you want to stoke the fire, you want it to get done quicker, or whatever, just helping out, So you poke the coals, right, to stoke in the flame. We're 22. I just gave a quick review of what I said last time. But anyway, so why? Lefishe mevashim pam, lefishe mevashim bahem, pa'amim chalav, pa'amim basar. Okay, the goy, first of all, you could be in that pot right now, basar chalav. Okay, could have Basar V'Chol in that pot right now, or even if not right now, let's say he's only cooking meat in that pot, but he could have used that same pot this morning for milking, right? So you're contributing to Basar V'Chol, and you're violating Lo Zavasho. Okay, so I'm a machata tachas kedeir shalom, boli de bishul Basar V'Chol. Okay, this is the ruling of the Ramo, okay, and in our Simon Pesach and Tzivav, source 22, which is what we're up to. So the Ramo, then that's what the Ramo writes. The Shach in the Sim Pezayin said, "Kot Yurches." Right, we saw this right. 23 says, "Miu ein bezal a chumrum, ein ol mitzhar bezay." This is only a chumrum. The Shach doesn't exactly understand why it's only a chumrum. Very likely, what we said I think the other time is because he holds ein bishach habishol by Basar V'Chol. What do you mean? If this pot was used already for Basar, had an absorbed flavor. In other words, we don't know what the guy cooked in his pot previously, so there's a concern that there's a blia in that pot of Basar V'Chol, and now by your stoking the flames, you're contributing to the process of this Basar V'Chol flavor coming out into whatever he's cooking right now. Okay? And the Ramah, so the Shach says only Chumra. He doesn't say why, he just says, Ein Bezel Chumra, Alma Ein Oilam Nizar Bezel. People aren't careful about it. Okay? Again, we don't have that lifestyle usually, but that's the statement of the Shach that we're not in the stomach because of Ein Bishlach HaBishul. That's what the Shach, again, it doesn't explain why, but that's what the Shach, that's Mistama, what the Shach was saying. However, the Ebershah, the Plesi, here in some Pesach, he quotes the Shach, okay, and he says that it's a seeing, Eino Elach Ruach Chumra Ba'alma, Mechein Kasop Bichadr, Shemukas Yaakov, right, everyone says Chumra, it's only Chumra Ba'alma, and the third line, the 24, the Plesi writes, Elo Bir HaShach Lama Rak Chumra Ba'alma. is only a chumra. Okay, he says, if you're going to tell me because ain bishul achar bishul, that's the whole question we discussed. Right? I don't agree. That's not the case. Maybe Shabbos is different. Maybe above it is bishul achar bishul. Right? There's the place he talks about that a little bit. We saw that already. Right? I mean, it's a lot. It can go either way. We said could be Shabbos is more chumra. Could be bishul achar more chumra. Right? I mentioned by Shabbos it's about machshavas issues, which doesn't exist by Bosu Chol. On the other hand, Bosu Chol specifically uses the language of Lo Sivasho and doesn't use that by Shabbos, whatever. But that's just the place he talks about a little bit. Okay? So he says he doesn't know why, that that's not such a chumra. Okay? And then he writes maybe about halfway down towards the end of the line. It's 3, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. V'lache yosin nire. I'll tell you why it's only a chumra. He says, V'lachen yosin nire, to me, the reason it's only a chumra is the basa b'chol of balua shurak taima ba'alma b'zeh lo shayach bishul. What's the problem with this pot? The way the Venice Abish learns, the pot, the concern is not that the guy right now is cooking basa b'chol of in that pot. Then it would take be a problem for the Jew to stoke it, okay? The problem is that this pot has been used for both basa and chol of over the years, and perhaps even that same day. You don't know what he used it for this morning. He's making supper now, right? You know, he used it for lunch or something. So the concern is that some of the basar chol bliya, the absorbed flavor, will come out. So says the Vilas and Amishitz, that's not called bishul. Okay? In the walls of a pot, okay, in the walls of a pot, while we consider the flavor, that's not derech bishul. Okay, derech bishul has to be with be'en, when you're using actual meat and dairy items. That's the chiddush that the Sanhedrin just presents here. In other words, to create basa b'chalav, balua is not enough. An absorbed flavor is not enough. You need be'en. Okay, through blia, that's not, you know, that's not how people cook. Yeah.
Did we see that in the
Chassam
Sofer?
Did we see that line? Yeah, so actually, yeah, we did. Okay, did I print the Chassam Sofer here? I put that last time, I think. Okay. Yeah. So, but to be honest, in Abishas, that was a little different. That was on this topic you mentioned. Okay, but it's the same application, the same idea. Okay, so the point is to create Basar B'Cholov, so I thought we had something else we'll get to in a second. To create Basar B'Cholov, B'li is not a why, because that's not derech bishul. Like, let's say I take a pot, okay, and I have a pot that I've used for soup or whatever, I've used many times. It's got to absorb flavor. So if I want to make a chicken soup, I don't just take the pot and fill it with water and hope that the water is going to absorb some of the flavor. It might, by the way. The water, you have an older pot and you cook it up, but the water will not necessarily taste just like regular water. Now we have other things, we scrub and we have detergents and this and that, but theoretically, okay, if you take a chicken pot that was used for chicken, let's say before you washed it, okay, you take the pot from Shabbos, and there's no more chicken, so go ahead and wash it. It's going to have absorbed flavor in it, and I'll fill it up with water, so it's not going to have that's not a normal way of cooking. You don't cook this too. So a blia is not enough to create Basar B'Cholov, okay? Because that's not how you cook, yeah.
Don't we also have to say, in Bishalach and Bishal, because granted that you can't create Basar B'Cholov, but blia is still you can Bishalach and Bishal.
But not the right system. He holds it to a raisa, it's not going to be called a problem. Because now you may wonder, how does that fit in with that other place that we saw? Well, you remember the place we saw at the beginning? The place he said, huh?
There's
a culture. Yeah, but the place that said that there's no problem of, he said that once Basar B'Cholov has been absorbed, you can never cash the pot. Remember that? Is that what you told me? Remember that? Right, so he said because again, we have a rule of Eino Kedai Elok Shalok Kedarko, remember that? So he said, it's Hanor Shalok Kedarko, so therefore, any blia inside, he said it's also not called, that would seem to be a contradiction of this, because it's just a blia. In other words, he said that the kli that has Basar B'Cholov in it can never become mutter. Because that flavor is always going to asser it. What do you mean? He just said that, now he's saying that the blia is not going to asser it. Right? That seems a little mysterious, right? I mean, you follow steer? So the answer seems to be, something we spoke about also, there's a difference between creating
But the case of the pot that he was talking about earlier had the Basar Cholov in it already. The Basar Cholov existed. It had been created already. Now it's a question of, you want to say that it doesn't come out, that we don't, then we'll consider the Buya. Then we're not going to say that's the Mimach, you can't cash it. So many disagreed with that. But anyway, many disagreed and said that, and said that's not true. They said that, that's not true. It can become kasher, right? Not everyone agreed with that. That's maybe what we saw. But according to him, it's austere, but it's not austere because there was be'en at one time in history. In other words, there was in this pot be'en of basur cholov. It now became absorbed. There was be'en basur, be'en cholov became absorbed. So they said then he can never kasher the pot. Here, though, what we're saying is that there was never, you know, that there was never actually any basur cholov in it. You know, that we're aware of. You know, the initially, you know, the guy had whatever was in there, but that is, in other words, well, we're talking about cooking now.
Bleas of Kala with like basar namish, like bleas, like the walls have bleas of Kala, and there's basar in
that. That's a, do you need one? It's what he's saying, what the other thing is talking here in the place is that again, his language, when you have just tam, bezer lo shayach bishul. Okay, what if you have Tom of one and Ben of the other? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what exactly you were saying about the tilt between you and
Naya. No, because over there's no Ben at all. We're not dealing with Ben at all. Okay? I'm here.
Well, what do you mean there's no Tom of the Buzz of the Club then?
Right.
What difference is it?
Because we don't know if there's ever Buzz of the Club Ben in the house.
Because
there
was initially Buzz of the Club.
Yeah,
in that case over there. And over here, we don't have anything. All there is Blia right now. Maximum, all there is Blia.
Well, yeah, but over there, we're asking whether... over there, we're talking about the Tavakan. So there was the end, then it was removed, and you're
left
with
Blias. Right, but it's the Bas Yochala was created. Here we're talking about you, the Jew. The Goy created... In this case, the Goy created the Bas Yochala. There was no Isser. Here we're talking about
the Jew. There's no Isser, but...
The Jew cooking the Bas Yochala here. The concern is, in this case, of the Ramo, 22, of the Mechata Tachas.
So is that what Rashi says?
You're create. In other words, the concern here in the Ramo is that you're creating Bas V'chol, right? So the Ramo said, and the Shat's only Chumah. It's only Chumah because you're not really creating Bas V'chol up here. The Bas, you're only doing something, but whatever you're doing, it was with the Blias. Right, whatever you're doing, the Jew. Again, the guy was allowed to cook whatever he wanted in that pot. There's no, okay? So the Jew is not acting on Ben.
So could we say that really the Tzolok is over there, we're talking about a Tzolok, over here we're talking about a Bishul? Because over there, like, look, you have Blios, like, granted, like, once you have Blios in the pot, like, you can do anything else in the pot, it'll be also bad. Because Blios is going to come out, we're going to be over on Bishul.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, you're not allowed to eat it. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, we're not allowed to eat it. With the Ramah, that's not what I was talking about. He says, Yeshom the Oz, look back in 22. Yeshom the Oz, so Lachtos, Eish, Tachas, Kreir, Shalom. You're not eating anything. You're just poking the.
Yeah, but the Shash is Bishul.
Right.
Right, so over there, originally, the first sentence, right, we're talking about Achila, because we're saying that no matter what you use the thing for, it's going to be trained.
Right. Yes, so well, all I'm trying to say is that there, the we understand Abishit, in the beginning, is being, Rabbi Nisanjit is machmer on Bishul Blia, so to speak. Right? He's saying that you can never. Kasha, oh, I see. You're making a different chilek. This is a chilek.
Yeah, but because over there, like, once you remove the be'en, like, there's no reason to be mahalik because the be'en isn't there anymore. So
right,
no,
okay. You could say that he holds that. Yeah. But when I read this placing, okay, you know, he's saying that we're not, his language again, that those are kiel, should rock time of it. Okay, bezel lo shayach bishul. So I said, how does that? You're saying it's because there wasn't Torah bishul. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, forget it. So not a steer fine. But either way, you understand what the place he's saying. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, not everyone agrees with that either. Okay. Because what the place is saying that's why it's only a chumrah. Right, the place is trying to explain that there are more rights, it's only Chumrah. Ramah doesn't write that all. Ramah just says that you're not allowed to do it. And the Shach says, that's not a Chumrah. You know, the other one's not an Israel. So why is it only Chumrah? So the place explains why it's only Chumrah, because only doing the Blias. But not everybody agrees with that. Okay? You don't have, I mean, it's a Chiddush a little bit to say that, right? So the Prima Gadim,
Look at 25. The sifsei das the sifat yud ches. Quotes the shach. Ayin shach the enon mizharim. The enon chomer ba'alma. And he quotes ayin crazy place yosiv gimel. Uladina abos b'cholav yesh b'chirach avishul. Okay, here the Prima Gadam said, now we already saw the Prima Gadam, we saw the Prima Gadam in Chos Hanukkah. The Prima Gadam is kind of wavers by the Yesh Bishach HaBishol by Basra Chalav or not. And we saw already a few places, not sure, remember we had that? He wasn't sure, and then Chos Hanukkah, he says it is, with the Hanukkah canon. Here he says, there is Bishach HaBishol by Basra Chalav. Ladina Basra Yesh Bishach HaBishol, so that can't be why it's only Chomer Ba'alma, that's what the Shach said. Well, I think the Shach didn't say that's why I proposed the Shach. Shach says only Chumra Mistomer because he holds Ein Bishach Bishach Bas V'Cholav. But the Prima Gadam says no, we don't accept that. He holds Yesh Bishach Bishach Bas V'Cholav. When we call Mokom, he says Habalua Shabisoch Hakderim Bas V'Cholav. Yachad She Yiflot Lachutz Is Bashal Lo Choshu Dezer Lo Havid Derech Bishol. Okay. He says partially like the placing. And he says that balua inside a pot, you know, basur cholov, that's not, that they're not, lo chashu de zelo habiderach bishul. However, he doesn't go all the way, and that's what we're getting at. Avo basur bekadera bas yoma mecholov, okay, vada habiderach bishul. He said a blia of basur in the walls of a pot, which is still ben yomo, which was the last 24 hours, and that's mixed with cholov. That would be a derech bishul. Okay? In other words, the blia was not, it doesn't go, the place he's saying all the way, blias, the absorb flavor, there's no, that's not derech bishul, that's it. Derech bishul requires ben. You cook up a soup, so you take some chicken and some carrots and some celery, whatever you put in the soup, you want all the flavors to come together. You take ben, you take actual items. You don't cook, like I said before, you don't take a pot that was used for soup, and now it's empty, and just put water in it, say it's going to absorb all that flavor. That's not called cooking. It will absorb some flavor, that's not called cooking. Okay? So the Prima Gadam agrees to an extent, but he said if it's ben yomo, and he said maybe, that's why we're not choshish. But if it's ben yomo taka, it would be a problem. Now he doesn't explain exactly why, but I thought why, because maybe when it's ben yomo, that's not called real blia. That's like in a certain sense, it's like ben. When it's within 24 hours, I'm suggesting you disagree.
No, there's an idea that Rabban and Rava focus about whether or not we look at blia as if they're actually ben.
Yes, that's yeah. So we'll see about that.
Okay. That is not the further mention.
Right, if you hold the other way, but I think that the Prima Gadam might be saying, I don't have a right for that, but that he's saying, he's mechalik, within 24 hours, maybe it's not called a bleed. Okay? I also printed here the Darkei Tshuva, okay, the Darkei Tshuva, Sukkot Dalet here, and I assume Pei Zayin, Sukkot Dalet, around the 26th. He quotes the Sifsei Das, he said, you know, anyway, then he quotes the Sefer Chamud Daniel, alright? He basically says that he kind of seems to disagree with the whole thing. Okay, at least he quotes those who disagree with the whole thing. He says to create Bas V'Cholav, even Bleu would seem to work. I'm just trying to find the one I'm looking for. The old Tamkir the Raisa, I've got Bishul Issa the Raisa. Yeah. He makes a chilik between what you were saying before, but the chilik between Bishul and Achila. Just a moment, I can find the right one. So he rejects he quotes Chamud Daniel, doesn't agree with that from Gadam. He says, the Gami Makderu Ben Yomo, Blias Bas V'Cholav, if Vashal Shardvarim, Habe Bishal Yisad Araisa, even if somebody else, Habe Bishal Lo Gazru. All right. Okay. So, but anyway, it's interesting. It's interesting. So that he proposed. I just want to show you the tshuva. We saw part of this in 27. I printed part of a tshuva of Avad Yosef. Was this that shala? Remember we had the shala. This is in your Yeshut. You'll be Omer Chelik Dalad Chelik Odesim Vav. Nishalti me'adam yirei Hashem shemechusa parnoso. Remember the guy couldn't get a parnoso. We talked about the tshuva, right? He had to end up working. Kais nizamen olava ketaba b'misadosh shel goyim. Got a job in a chef or whatever, a butcher, a goyish restaurant. And he had a cook, also, also cholam and so on. Can he do it? Okay, and we talked about that. You're never going to eat it, right? We talked about part of this tshuva. So he quotes on the fourth line of Oz Yud. He quotes from Tshuva Me'ava, Chelek Gimel Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. Tshuva Me'ava, for whatever reason, I couldn't put the Tshuva Me'ava because in the Bar Ilan database, only Chelek Aleph and Beis are there, and not Gimel. I don't know why. Or maybe only Chelek Aleph. Some they do funny things sometimes. What they decide to put in when. But anyway, but Rabbi Yosef quotes the Tshuva Me'ava was written by Rabbi Elazar Fleckles, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so he says. He says there's no bishul. Basically, he insists there's no bishul unless there's unless there is ben. And Tom alone, there's no bishul for the purpose of creating bishul chalav. Okay, he writes mikol makom inyan bishul eno chayv bishul is chalav ela kashem ben. And that's what he proves, and therefore flavor is not an issue, and that's what he recommended this person also. Okay, you have a chance you can read through the tshuva. In terms of the lumdus of this. Okay, trying to understand the lumdus of this derech bishul aser Torah, and it's only if you do it in the normal manner. So I just want to share you something, Rav, and that sefer that I referred to a few times, the Shiur HaRav, and there are day at Siman Nun. Okay, so I'll let you point it out the following. There is a tshuva of Kiva Eger, interesting shaila 28. The tshuva of Kiva Eger, kama Siman Reish Zion. Basically, the case was, is it mutar lechatchila? To create basar chalav, okay, by making sure there's less than shisha. Put in enough milk that it's not shisha. There's enough basar against the milk that it's 60. So tell me right away what? Huh?
So whether that's considered vatan.
Oh, so you'll tell me right away, isn't it? Don't we have a principle that aim of vatan is chalav?
But it's not
issue. Oh, we're saying like our swar, it's not bittul. We said there's a different kind of bittul because it never became basar chalav. That's the lumdus. That's the question. That's what Kiva Eger is going. Hine Yeshlomar, and he says more or less Ar Yisod, or we said his Yisod. Okay, the Hine Yeshlomar, the basar chalav. Look at the words of Hina 28. Yeshishim lav midim bittul hu. It's not a regular din of bittul. That's like we said, right? It's not a din of bittul. Came the chol echad natsum mutter. But isu hu ayidei chiburon yachad. The isu is only what. The combination, right? And therefore, Shaykh in your bittul. And he quotes that Tosis that we saw last week, right? Tosis in Nida with the Kilayim and so on and so forth. Okay, it's only bittul when the Isser is Ma'ur Beheter. Kilayim and they're both Heters, that's not called bittul. And we saw that he quotes a Rush, and we saw this already, right? So he says, Velo Mikri Bas V'Chalav, only seen his tongue. Okay, it never became Bas V'Chalav. Good, so I'm going to put in a quantity of milk. Why would you want to do that? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't taste anything, but maybe it's overall it enhances the texture. Whatever you can figure out. Okay, but the question is mutter to do that? Okay, now instinctively, we can't imagine it should be mutter. Instinctively, yeah.
Marisine.
Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to Marisine also. Okay, with the almond milk and everything else, huh?
Yeah, when you said that it might enhance the texture, I mean...
I'm not sure, yeah.
In general, by bittul, that would hardly be an issue because it would be nicker. Like that, but so would we not say that?
Because maybe we would not say that because we're by basar chalav, we're emphasizing that the issue is transference of flavor through cooking, and there's no flavor, there's no time. That's the point. So, whatever you can come up with, it, a person would want to do it, okay? But he says again, he says, then, hare the lav midim bitul asin ala, el da iser eno maschil, exactly like we said, this doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so if the din of bittul, so then we say in rather than sinas, but if it's not a din of bittul rather than sinas tam, so you know maybe there's a cooler, maybe it'll be okay.
This is like a very practical, because this is like they have coffee meat and certain things, which like certain coffees that have certain
minimal amounts.
Even in the coffee itself, it's not. That's just, it's a very small amount of milk. Pushing it, you're going to pour it then into something else. So you'll definitely get way less, you'll have way more.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That could be like drinking coffee after a fleshy meal. I mean, drinking with the fleshy.
Yeah,
with
the whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
There's lots of jobs. We're looking at this thing right here where there is dairy. It says in the ingredients, you know, today is this thing, no derivative.
Which is the fifth ingredient.
Less than 2%.
Right.
If it's 2%, it's 150, not 60.
Right.
If
right.
You put it in the coffee, it's definitely 80.
Right. Right. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Rav in this piece said that while this Yisod makes a lot of sense, you should be aware that not everyone necessarily agrees with this Yisod. Not everyone agrees with the whole Yisod. Okay? For example, they quote the Sefer Aguda, well, we show him, on that Sugya Nid, the Perktes, which is the Samachan of the Sugya of Kilayim, you know, the garment that had, you know, wool and a linen garment of one piece and got lost, right? So it's all Islamic problem. They look at 29, okay? He says, "Beged shavu kilayim etzon, davka avar." In Hayanikar Mutal and Kolakus, you find Pirushri. The hod ain't a bottom robe, like he quotes that Tosis, Tosis Tumura, by nose, whatever. And all those things, it's not shayach bittul. El sheisim uru beheter and so on. Kilayim shayim heter and so on. It's the same thing. And then, but the end, he writes as follows: "Below sixu vasuchal the hosam nami lo mevat nina davar shu be'en el davar she'eno be'en, aval hocha chut kayam." He says like this. You see, in a kilayim situation, the thread is still there. It didn't disappear. It didn't get absorbed into the... Okay? Whereas when it comes to basur chalav, okay, when it comes to basur chalav, it's absorbed. As long as we're talking about what? Liquid. Okay, lach, belach. So basically, he makes a chiluk, the Aguda seems to make a chiluk, between yavesh b'yavesh and lach belach. By lach belach, then we're going to say even a basur cholov, okay, the flavor gets absorbed, okay. We'll say by basur cholov. See, when it comes to shatness, it's yavish b'yavish. It's not the language of Chazal's mifapeya. It doesn't dissolve into a bigger thing, okay. So there we're going to say there's no bittul. But by lach belach, it's hard to say there's no bittul when the droplet of milk into a meat soup, you know, spread throughout the whole soup, it's gone. It disappeared. Where is it? Okay, in the yavish b'yavish, maybe I can't find it, but it's there. Okay, as opposed to in a liquid, it's not there anymore. So there will be bittul by basur cholov, okay, even though it's heter beheter, and even though there's no nesinas tam. Right, there might not be any nesinas tam, but it doesn't matter, the issur is there. So that's what Rav suggested, that maybe that's why we're not so fast to, say that it's mutal l'chadchila, do it at least by lach melach, maybe by yavish b'yavish, it would be. Okay? If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rav referred to this, in Simon Reis Tadi Tess, you heard there, that's Hilchas Kilayim, Kilay Begadim. Okay, Sif Aleph 30. Hilchot Mishan is Arvot Semen Pishan, maybe mean Acher Arvot Mehem Avat Lechem. You can mevatel it by adding more, you know, more fabric, what do you call fibers or whatever. Okay, below shayach bu bittul ela kodim shenasur chutim, aval achar shenasur chutim ein lekilayim shir afilu chul kol shu shol tzemer vebegin gadol shol pishon or shol pishon mitzemer osur. And Rav Mor writes afilu nebar achut lo yadani mekomo lo shayach bu bittul, and it's osur. Okay, that's how there are more paskins. Okay, now on this, why is that? So the shach says in Sivkot Nalav there in some race study test later in Yeridaya, he says v'lo amrina shivatel barov v'achar shein mekom nikar, and he says delo shayach bittel barov ela isa shenisar v'hetta. The Shach passes like that Tosis, like those Rishonim, like the Rosh, and like the Aguda says at least partially avahetta shenisar v'hetta v'ayde teruvasam nes alo shayach v'bittel de ain kan ela chaticha achar shel iser klomer de achshav nasa kol ki chaticha achar shel iser, because one item, it's wool and linen, it's a new item. Marosh Poskin, Leah Beisos, and so on. But he, and then he says, well, Terezov Kosov, that's the Lavush, right? Not that all his, not that Lavush was, Lavush's name is Mordechai, and so this Lavush's name is Mordechai Yafa, right? So, is that Poskin, Mordechai, that's all of them, Melech, Lavush Malchus, Chilas, of course, he quotes the word Lavush, Lavush this, Lavush that. So this Lavush, Terezov, is on Yeridaya. So that's when it says Ayin Tezayin in the Shach, it's not the Taz, it's Terezov. There's also a commentary on a page called Teres of Canaan, that's after the Shach. So it means the Levush. So the Levush says, "V'lo domi l'basur cholov the kamal shibotol the hasam taima habasur cholov mispashed v'nisarev b'kulo ve'ein kan makom yuchad l'iser v'havi ki'ilu nevad min ha'olam." That's it. There says the Shach. You can talk about bittul b'basur cholov, and again, that's true by lach b'lach. Okay, it sounds like they're good. Okay, that it's lost, it disappeared. Yeah.
Original problem. problem that why do you have to be mevatel that which is an usher yet? In other words, like Rav Kiva, there's so many different points. Like, yeah, nicha, that it spreads around and that, you know, it completely disappears. But what disappears? Milk into meat. It's heter milk. There's no, like, shas yisra. It's the same. Rav Kiva, there's farsha, all true, no matter what.
Yeah, so the way we said it, I mean, the way we said that it never became bas or chol in the first place. So, again. No, so. We will ein mevat nisach achila by heter beheter. No, we said we yes mevat nisach achila.
Right, so
it says
the mother shop. Everyone should agree with you. Maybe that she allowed to.
Because why? Because it never became us to begin with. If the svar is right, that we shall talk.
How do
you argue
with that svar? How does somebody say that there is an answer before? Like, what do you mean mevat? Like you're saying, I guess you
told me. So you're just defending the first one we learned.
And yeah, that part is very strong. Either the other, like, becomes usher at the exact moment right before the mitzvah.
It still remains a different kind of bittul, I suppose. See what he says. There is some food kind of. I'm saying it says Avahocha by Kilaim she is the Yeshua Metzias. We're calling it by the Elisha Einan or Makiran or so. But by Yovish, it's not Shaiach Bittul. It's not Shaiach Bittul. What are you saying?
Maybe you could also ask what's the time behind the Avat Nisr L'Chachtila, if you can say that it's, you know, because maybe Gezerah Atu you'll put in too much, or a bit, or whatever, maybe you can say that the same thing would apply to Bas B'Chollah, maybe not to Behenter, but still, like, all things, don't put in 100th, because you might come and put in 150th, then maybe you could apply the Gezerah.
See, what we're trying to say, that's your reason. I think what they're trying to say.
No, it's not the right thing. It's the chila. It's the dinner problem.
Yeah, but so, well, we're trying, the Tosas seems to say what we were learning. But by heter beheter, there's automatically no such thing as bittul because the definition of bittul is a conflict, right? And what we're saying here is no, there can be bittul even by there can be the concept of bittul even by heter beheter,
right.
Provided
that's never been a whole.
That's never been a whole. You're asking why. Because
I don't even know why, and we also have to hit on that point.
Yeah, no, I
it's
understand.
Not just the Neva, I mean, it's also we're arguing on the Gators and that Tosos with that main point. We have to say,
yeah,
meaning,
yeah, we're saying it had to be a candy bottle,
right.
Okay, under certain circumstances. I mean, that's what the Rebbe would say. That the Aguda says it, the Aguda disagrees, or he limits the Tosos, right? And that Aguda. The Rav quoted, he said, maybe we're choshu doshitas. And then Chalam, Rekiv Eger is not learning that way. But the Rav quoted that Aguda, he makes that chilek between Lach Lach and Yavish, and some of the Achronim seem to go there. That the Chassam Sofer, that printed in 32, Chalek Ardeas and Pei Gimel, the end of the Shuvah, he also said there is bitl heter beheter, but just by Lach Lach and not by Yavish. Yavish is languages, because Tinech Lach Lach, Dabar Mispashet. You know, it spreads out and it vanishes. Okay? So it's not all.
There's a lot of bittul, but then the next step is that there also has to be a problem.
To create,
to be mevatel of that type of heter.
Which doesn't exist if it disappears.
Right. We have to say there's a problem.
So the second step. Yeah. Okay. You can define it though. Good.
I think that we've mentioned previously that it could be that the reason. Again, if you say that normal bittul doesn't apply by Bas B'Chollah, why is it that no same time? Why is it that below the threshold of no same time that we would be wonder? So I think that we said as far that maybe below no same time it's not there official because
right. No cooks that way, yeah.
And according to that, it's much easier to say that it would be usher because you know Usha is usher and the various usher.
Yeah. Well,
so right. Like, okay, so this is also a thing which is not there official.
But we have to have one anyway, yeah.
That's
what I was just working with concept. You're right. When it comes out, when you're asking conceptually,
No, you're, I think you're 100% right. I mean, the definitely goes to the part of it. No question.
And now I mean by also be, if it's only that, like, meaning, let's even say that the bittul applied, right? The bittul worked at the end of the day because it's never been a olam. But you can still say that the maisa itself is usher. You have you go over maisa of vision plus bichal at bottom, but you didn't actually end up producing kafsa plus bichal because it's
right,
involved.
Right. Well, in effect, that's a way of saying what you just said. You need that second step, so to speak. Right, you need the second step. So, okay, good. I think it's through. I just want to share with you also, just to go right on this point, two sort of classic Rachonim that'll talk a little about Rov. We'll talk more about it and get to the Chazaros. But Shimon Shkop, Shari Yosher, I printed the relevant part of 33. It's Shar Gimel Perk Dalo Samachalov. Shimon Shkop, you know, was he taught in Har Yeshiva, you know, for a year. Okay. Shimon Shkop was a great gadol in Europe, you know, a brisker, very analytical, brisker style, and so on and so forth. Shimon was, they look in the books, they say that he, he taught in YU, he did teach in YU for a year, but they said it before it was a college, which is not true. There's no question he taught here.
In the
books they write that he taught that was before they made a college. It's not true. Not true. It was right after they made the college. There was a college here.
Was he a brisker or a counselor?
He was not really. His style was brisker. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But anyway, but he learned Rav Chaim for a time. David Lifshitz on Rav Chaim was a Rashi here, whom I remember, for many years. He was a Talmud of Rashi. I just mentioned in my Shabbos yesterday a story. I remember hearing David Lifshitz Levaya. He died the same year that Rav died, 1993. So the Levi was here in the Beis Medrash, the official Beis Medrash. So he had to like the style of Reb Shimon and so on. And his son, grandson, one of the grandsons was, a lot of people were Maspid, one of the grandchildren was Maspid. He said that they had been sick a couple years earlier, the David was sick a couple years earlier, and he needed a full body blood transfusion. He needed a few, full transfusion. And when he recovered from that, he said he was disappointed because Reb Shimon is no longer his blood. He said, before that, Reb Shimon was blood. It's like his blood. But anyway, I mentioned that because I talked on Shabbat Shuvah about the Simcha Tshuva. And some write about when you do mitzvahs, you do the Simcha, so it gets into your blood, it gets into your system. So, anyway, so what is it? So, Shari Yosha here, Reb Shimon has, Reb Shimon, Ramon Fasim of the Alat Ruby says here, because he applied an interesting application of this to his own situation. He went back to Europe. They tried to convince him to stay. He went late 20s. There was already trouble brewing a little bit. Anyway, so he writes as follows. Kaimala the Raisa Becholi Surin Chad Betray Bottle. Okay? Vinyan Zeyal Finan Gavkin Record Acher Am Lahatos. Right? But he says as follows. What exactly does it mean? Okay? And we'll talk when we get this to Hilchos Harubis. But he says, the Isser Vadesh and Zahar Bein Barak Bein Yosher is Hapecha Isser Leos Leheter. It's a funny thing. What do we mean Chad Betray Bottle? And I mentioned last week, there's a question. Two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of non-kosher meat, they'll get mixed together. I can't tell them apart. Okay, so with the rice, Chad Betray Bottle. So can I eat all three? Let's see, can I eat all three at the same time? Okay, and when I know for a fact one of them is non-kosher, I know for a fact, not a question. Okay, so how do we, relate to that? Okay. So he mentions, look, where does Acher Am Lahatos, the Pasuk Mishpatim, where does that have its beginning? That's in Beis Din, right? The court, right? Dayanim, right? So by Dayanim, so you have a case. So two Dayanim say he's Chai, one guy says he's Patos, so he has to pay whatever, go by the rope of the Dayanim, right? So he says, we follow that we follow the rope, okay? Now, Mela Das Hamid, to a shaker, the Mid is not true, shot. Now, what do we say? Does it mean now, if there are three Dayanim, we look at all three said he's guilty, or all three said he's innocent? No. Two said he's guilty, one said he's innocent. We don't change it. We follow the two. So basically what he discusses over here is a distinction between what we call Halech Achar Arov, follow the Rov, as opposed to Bittul Rov. We don't say by the Dayanim that the Miut, let's say a Bezda 23, in a capital case. So the vote is 15-8. Okay, and to be mechayev the guy. Okay, so what do we say now? It's as if it was 23-0? Offhand, it seems hard to say that. We'll talk about that at one point. But he says, when it comes to bittul, okay, when it comes to bittul, I'm going to find the right words here. The lechora, about the three, six, eight lines down, line down, the lechora b'dayonim, e'ef sheshim zeh, shnei adinim yachad bet, the mitam bittul lekamiyot klal. Once we apply the concept of bittul b'ro, it's like the other thing doesn't exist at all. So he said, well, you know, what's going on? He quotes a Pirigarim and it's our base. And if it may be Pshitas, but Pashtas, Mashma, the Shnei Dinim Elu, Adin, the Aloha, Haro, Adin, the Bottom Row, and Shnei Idinian Nifradim. Okay? The classic case, Tesha Chanuyos, right? Nine stores sell kosher meat, and one store sells non kosher meat. You find a piece of meat, you can go and find Basaro. Then we say, Halecha Harav, ain't kind of din bittul b'ro. That's not a din of bittul. But by Tarov is the mutter, okay? Well, Shach was a dilma Halecha Harav, okay? And so, anyway, that's his chiluk. So, bottom line, he says, when we say Halecha Harav, the miyot still exists, okay? The miyot is still there. It's just that we follow the rov, okay? As opposed to bittul b'ro, it's like the miyot disappears. And we have the expression, the last words, Nepacha Isser Leos Heter Ayadei Bittul B'ro. Yeah.
Does he have two sources?
So actually, it works out that both really are rooted in the same pasuk. Okay, but then we'll talk more about this. But I just want to get this conceptual, you know, kind of source. Okay, that there's a difference between Halocha Halecha Haro and Bittul B'ro. Now, in a similar vein of Lachanim, oh, sorry, I'll just say when Shimshkop was supposed to go back. So, you know, it relates to what we said. Well, when do we say halecha haro? I'm sorry, he applied it, I think, to the bittul b'ro. What if you have two dayanim say one way, say guilty or whatever, and the other one says he doesn't know? Says any of them. Okay, so then you don't follow the rov. Then you have to go back to you don't follow the rov. Because it's not such a big conflict. Because he's 50-50, he's with them, but they don't have the conflict.
Is it this Roskan?
Huh? I believe so. I don't have to double check. I'm pretty sure. So the Ruchan, when he wanted to go back, so basically I think the Ruchan Oza, Chavetz Chaim, tried to convince, told him he has to come back to Europe to the yeshiva, and he didn't want to. I'm not sure, I think. Like the Rebbe or whatever was the head of YU, drove him to the boat or something. And he said, you know, I'm sure I should stay. Because I'm sure that I have two Gedolei Torah, the two other Gedolei Torah, so I should come back. So two to one, so I lose. If I wouldn't be sure, then I would have stayed. I wouldn't have been sure. But I said, I'm not sure. Should I go back? Should I not go back? So then, it's two against any of this. And I'm not going to follow the road. But since I'm sure that I should stay, and not go back to Europe, they both said I have to follow the road. That's the story. Anyway, so we look in the Kovet Shurim of Chanan, in Psachim Oz Kuf Pei Beis. Okay, he says a similar idea. He says, the din bittul, he said according to Rashi, but the din bittul shamiyat misbatel legabe harov. Okay, the miyat is misbatel legabe harov. Okay, which the Tosa disagrees. The bittul b'tarov is enemy tam rubo kakula and din the halocha harov. Right, misbatel, that's misbatel against the rov. It's like a din of rubo kakulo. I'll give you a mitzvah, an example of rubo kakulo. You have to drink rov kos, let's say, arba kos on Pesach, whatever. If the drink really you're supposed to drink the whole cup. But the rov, we say, well, ruba kakulo. Right? So it's like the rest is not there. It's like you take a drink it. Right? That's ruba kakulo. So you see, he presents it over the hill. He said, I case him. So I'm going to Rashi and Tosus. And according to Rashi, the miyat is misbatal gabe rov. And according to Tosus, bitul b'tarov is eno mitam ruba kakulo, the halocha rov. And therefore, a miyat, eno nasa karov, elo the eno tzarech lochosh la miyat, who commanded the lesed ami. That's what that's what halacha harov. The miyot didn't disappear; we just had to disregard them. Okay, and he elaborates on it more in the Kovet Shum in the Kovet Shmuos in Chulin Os Laman Vav. Okay, and he also makes a distinction in that regard between yavish b'yavish lach b'lach. I'm not going to read inside now; I'll save some time. You'll read it. By yavish b'yavish, there we say halacha harov. Okay, halacha harov. You can't say that the item's not there. Yes, it is. Okay, they never say halacha harov. Okay, but by lach to lach, you'll say there. We'll say that it's as if the miut doesn't exist in God, doesn't exist at all. You had a chiluk?
Yeah.
So we bring that up? Huh?
Yeah.
So go back to our discussion. That could be with the good. I mean, the good doesn't say all this, but he says that's the, you know, that's the lumdus. I'm just trying to give you the lumdus behind it. When it comes to yavish be yavish, so you can't say that it's like it's not there. What do you mean? I can see it. I can't see it, but I know it's there. It didn't disappear. There's a thread in here, or there's a non-kosher piece of meat. So there, the principle of bittul, quote unquote, works. Malach halacha halacha harov. And lablach balach, it's more than in what I call it, that the meal kind of disappears entirely. By the way, we're not going into details now, but it's going to be a preview of coming attractions, you know, sometime later in the year. But, you know, nafkamir chap, what we call chosu v'neir. Okay? Let's say I'll pour more meal in. Right? In other words, let's say now the percentages are different. You have to measure again. In other words, I didn't pour it, but it fell in or something like that, right? Do we now have to say, so now with the old stuff, okay, let's say that no, there was not enough, there was less than shishim, whatever. But now more fell in, so now it's not shishim. But what do we do with it? But it's not shishim if you mitzaref, the part that just fell in now, the part that fell in earlier. That's called chozer v'neir. Can it wake up again? Okay, there's more miyot fell into the tarovas. Okay, so if we say the miyot disappeared, okay, so then you only measure against the new stuff that fell in now. That's the shishim again. In fact, the what was formerly usher can actually be vatal the new usher because it all became like it's gone. It doesn't exist in a mental entity. But if you say that no, if you say that it's just halocha harov, alecha harov, well, it's still there, so now I have more, so I don't have the same role anymore. You know, I'm just saying that might be enough kamina next
doesn't that kind of destroy the whole idea? Because let's say I have my pot of chilek, and I start doing kamakama batel, just dripping in drop after drop after drop of milk. Batel. Eventually, after a year of doing that straight, I have all this milk, but of course, it's all batel, it's all nechah. But you see, it's a big puddle of milk, so clearly,
Right. Clearly
it wasn't that much in the whole. So that kind of.
Leave my lap.
And that one just undoes the whole spark. Because I clearly wasn't there about the milk in the back.
Right, so well, first of all, there's two issues. There's kamakama batel, the sukkah by itself. Okay, the look through each drop as it's being, or you look at the total. And second of all, you could be mechalak milach belach and El Shosh there too. Maybe. Okay.
But I think even by lach belach, you still see that, like, it's a little bit of total, but it's a lot of milk. You know, it tastes it. It's
milk. The seeing is difficult, anyways, because in reality,
There's a difference even scientifically. The difference between the molecules all spread around, the molecules in a big pot, as opposed to the molecules in one place. But the truth of the matter, look, when you explain, it's easier to explain just to anybody, a drop of milk spills into soup. How can you possibly eat it? Does you know that there's milk in there? You know, well, no one has a problem with that because you can't tell. And people have a bigger problem understanding how could you eat a piece of meat, the trach piece of meat that got mixed. But the answer is what you just said. In the milk also, you're eating, there's milk in the pot, or there's chazer fat, or whatever it is, fell into the pot. So in that sense, it is the same. But, all right. Okay, these are interesting ideas. I just want to mention again that, remember, that this is all deraisa. Right, I mean, the whole question we're talking about the deraisa, there's no, the rabbanon is supposed to be chalek without pishul. Right, that case that the Gemara had, the guy soaked his meat in a pot of milk for an hour or for a day, the rabbanon is also, it's only the deraisa, only the deraisa problem. That's what the rabbi made that chilek between basar bichalav and basar bichalav. Okay, basar bichalav means derek bishul and tam. Right, basar bichalav is any kind of mixture. So the truth is, with the rice in the sinus tam, okay, but with the rabbanon, you don't necessarily need the sinus tam. The question then becomes, so why is there bit? In other words, we understand the rice. The question I'm asking is, if the rice in the sinus tam, Right? We accept this chiluk. We accept this, you know, this lumdus that never became us to begin with. So now what happens on the Darbana level? On the Darbana level, it does become Osir. Okay? So, why does, you know, why does Shishim, whatever it is, why should it at work? In other words, why should, yeah, my question is, we asked this the other day, I think also mentions, why should Shishim work? Okay? In other words, if the concept of Bittul is not really applicable to Basur Cholov, so now the Rabbanan said, not only is there a Bishol Sotar, but also if I soaked it in a pot of milk for a day, it's also become also. Okay, so since when does, you know, but how come now suddenly, on a Darbana level, how come suddenly, you know, Bittul works? In other words, we said that by Basur Cholov, the only reason we consider Shishim important is because there's no transference of flavor, right? And it can't create Basur Cholov. But the Rabbanan, you don't need that. Right? The Rabbanan, we said, you don't need that. The Rabbanan, we said, even if it, you know, even if there's no transference of flavor through cooking, it's still Osir. So how come Shishim should make a difference? As well, again, what did we say just now by Basur Cholov? We said that if there's no Shishim, it's not a matter of Bittul. It's a matter, again, some disagree, and some say it's only by Lach Balach, whatever we said, but you understand the question? As why suddenly by Basur Cholov? By Basur Cholov, we said that the reason Shishim plays a role is because until then, it's not called Basur Cholov. Then became Basur Cholov. The issue never got off the ground. Whose language was that? Lohiza, Yubeg, or whatever. Issue Eno Maskel. Right? The issue never got off the ground. Okay, so now the Rabbanan we say, yeah, it's at the Raisa level, because they're Mishos or Torah, and the Rabbanan, it does get off the ground. Okay, so the Rabbanan gets off the ground, so why suddenly now does Shisha make a difference? That's it, so we call it the Rabbanan.
Even though
there was no Derek Mishol, there was no transcendence of flavor.
What? Right? Kavish.
Let's say Kavish or whatever. Or the minimal transcendence
of
flavor. Well, okay, but not
Derek Bischel.
Right, okay, but okay, so you don't need Derek Bischel. So if the whole Derek Bischel, if the whole definition of Basur Cholov is that beyond a certain threshold, or before, or that's the right word, I guess, past it, well, whatever, until you get to a certain threshold, you can't create Basur Cholov. Okay, so that's why Shishim is relevant. According to Rabbanan, you can create Basur Cholov before you get to that threshold. So what role does Shishim play? Yeah.
I mean, this might just be kicking the can down the road, or you could be metallic between the mice and the chetza. Meaning, there is a lusha called lusha, everything. It's a concern of the mice, but it's a non mice official. Okay, but if you have to take the same test, but if you do a mice official to it, then you will end up with closer to rice. Whereas if you put in less than two shoes,
you never got there.
Even if you did the mice official, you still never mean you'll get closer to rice. So there's a concern of the actual chetza.
Okay.
Why you would call it that way, I think, is kicking the can down the road.
Like, yeah, it's the same question. Same question, yeah.
It's a
film. It's not like an argument. Thinking about the case of Kodesh Kambushal, when the rest of the world, in the rest of the world of Tarot, that is also, there is a missing time.
Oh.
It's not
their official, but it's
his
time. Good. So that's the answer. Some give a teretz that, before we get to that, okay, some give the teretz. We understand the kasha, right? And that's the lechora. It shouldn't, if classic bittul doesn't work. So some say, okay, but we're not going to be, before we get to it, some say it's not bittul, the bittul work, they made shishim and so on, because you're not going to be more machman than the rabbanan than the raisa. Even though it's not for the same reason, that's not what you're saying. Some give that teretz that you're not going to be more machmir on Basur Cholov Rabbanan. Basur Cholov Daraisa doesn't you know Shishim plays a role. Now you're going to say Basur Cholov Rabbanan Shishim won't play a role. You know, so you're not going to be more machmir on Rabbanan Basur Cholov than on Daraisa Basur Cholov. Right? Called the Tikkun Daraisa, can't Daraisa. Called Tikkun Rabbanan, can't Daraisa Tikkun. Right? Your answer, I think, is if I remember correctly, I think I have to check in that article. It's Simon Nunin at the Sefer on the Rabbanan. I think that's what he says. He says that they were misaking it based on the din by Shai Tarubas. That's what he's saying. But every other Tarubas, there is such a concept of Bittul. Okay? And the definition of Bittul, so to speak, by Shari Surin, by Shar. And I think the Rebbe wanted to say that he wanted to work that into Rebbe Akiva Eger. Okay? He says, his language is the labdim bitlas, you know, the isur ain't no maskel. Okay, but when we draw bonon, the isur is maskel, so then it becomes like shah all other isurim that, you know, that bitl works. Okay, so both tirutim. Okay, now there is bitl. Okay, so, you know, and that case, by the way, once you say that, so you've solved the Rikivagas
then it's not going to be mutter. As Rav Akiva Eiger asks, can a guy pour in more? The answer is no, it's not Rabbanan. Right? Rav Akiva Eiger was asked, can a guy intentionally put in less than Shishim? Okay? And we said, well, it's not a question of Tachila, because Abbasachalav, it's not a question of Bittul. Yeah, but once we have a concept of Abbasachalav Darbanon, where Bittul is in the mix, okay, for that reason, then they mal get the Shari suits in Echanami, and then Eivanas Tachila gets off the ground also. As Bittul carries with it the whole package or whatever is normally applicable to Bittul. You follow? Maybe.
That,
yeah.
That turns out
to
be more mountain.
Huh?
That turns out to be more
mountain. It's according to the second there, you're more mountain, right?
You
know,
there's a concept of
biblical
apply
to this
place,
right? So applying the most called your bottom dafka.
Itself
is not a bottom rule.
Oh,
right?
It does make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Still the word, right? It
does not. Yeah, I'm saying so. It's not. But no, but our answer is that's a steer to our first tariff. The first, not your tariff. Your tariff with the rabbi. The first tariff, you're not even more machmir or bona. Comes out that you are. Maybe the rice you could mix it, do it. Right, we would not already apply it. It's not a formula in the dip. Right.
I mean, when you look at the cases, right, you don't have like more cases of Isser by the Derbana than the Derisa, but you're still applying this concept by the Derbana, which you would not apply to the Derisa.
Yeah, okay, but that's all right. That's all right. Right, that's okay. But a lot of times, I'm on top of the rights. What I said before was in the definition. As I said before, in the basic definition, you're not going to apply to. But once, you can come out with a Chumash Rabbanan, that's not. All right, the Rav then suggested that maybe this Yisod, this whole Indian, may actually be a Machalkas Mechavan Ramon, maybe. Okay, if it's on a little bit later, and I know this is just, I'll finish this lump. As I said, we'll build right at the end, we'll start learning Keseder, the Shulchan Aruch. But all this is part of the introduction, which I think will just give you a flavor, just a basis, anyway, you take a look in Siman Tzadi Dalet. Look at this case. We'll get to it, of course. But look at Siman Tzadi Dalet, Siman Base, 36. In Tochav HaKavai, classic rabbi's question. Rabbi stuck a milking spoon in a flesh of pot of soup. What do I do? So the answer is Shishim. Yeah, rabbi did it twice. Okay, I scooped out soup again. So look at there's an issue whether you knew about it in between. We'll leave that out for now. Okay, look what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Tochav HaKav Peter Shnei Pam, Melo No the Bitaim. Tzorach Beis Pamim Shishim. You need Shishim twice. Okay? But the ratio of 60 to 1, you need it twice. Okay? And then the Ramor writes, Yishomim v'saga v'pav achas Shishim v'chein nogim. You still only need Shishim, still only Shishim once. Okay? Only. Now, the Lechora, the Mechaber, seems a little difficult. Because, if the issue is a ratio of 60 to 1, okay? So, that means, what does that mean? That means whatever milk was in this spoon, whatever dairy was in this spoon, can't impact, it's less than shishim, can't impact the meat. That's a simple reading. That's bitul shishim. There's a big pot of soup, a huge pot of salt, whatever. You took a milk and spoon in, and it's got so little dairy in it, so it doesn't impact the meat. Okay? So then the question is, what's the difference between sticking a second time? I still can't impact the meat. A third time, it's not 10 times. Still can't impact the meat. Okay? And that indeed is a sorrow level. Well, so what's the difference? You can stick it in multiple times, it still won't impact it. That little bit of dairy inside the spoon is not going to impact it. Okay? But, if you, we'll get to that. But if you say that it's really a thing that, one second. Yeah. That's, it's what the Rav suggested, that Ramor is saying, that it doesn't matter how many times, because according to Ramor, the whole idea again, it can never become a chepta bas v'chol. By sticking a spoon in, since there's so little milk in that spoon, it never becomes bas v'chol. Okay? But if it's a din and bittel, so then I have to be mevatel every
bit of milk that's stuck in. So I keep sticking the spoon in, so there's more milk, more milk, more milk, like in the case we did before. Right? Each time, there's milk that's in that spoon, you know, that comes out.
Well, yeah, but if you have 60 spoons worth of the thing, no matter how much comes out, even if all that comes out eventually, then you still...
So that's the question of how much milk is in the spoon. Now, that's an important point. But what the Ramah seems to say is that it doesn't matter if I keep sticking it in, because each time, I don't want to say comma, but I'm staying away from that, but each time there's nothing in the spoon that can create bas v'chalav. All right? Because that's the way the Ramah suggests. The Ramah learns that the din of bittul there, the din of shishim, is a din that it never gets, bas v'chalav never gets off the ground, the way Kibbeh put it, the way we said it. So therefore, it doesn't matter how many times you stick it into it; it doesn't get off the ground. Okay, each time. Whereas, bottom line, it's ain't no, each time it's not no same time, right? It doesn't give any flavor because it's too little. So if the whole issue is time and transfer flavor, it's hot. Let's say it's hot to the bishul, right? Then it's hot. So if there's no transfer of flavor and the emphasis on the time. Okay, so in Hanami, the second time is also not enough. The third time is also not enough, right? Whereas according to the Mechaber, maybe the Mechaber rejects this whole idea, and he says bittul works like it works regularly. So Mamela, every time you stick the spoon in, more dairy has come in, so you'll need each time to have shishim against what's in the spoon. And if you stop the spoon twice, you'll need double shishim. Three times, you'll need triple shishim. Otherwise, it's not a din of bittul. So that's what Rav suggested. Maybe. It's a machlokes b'chavon Ramah, whether we accept this as far or not. Yeah.
Why do the machlokes do need more?
Because it's a din and bittul. It's a regular din and bittul.
Yeah.
Okay. So each time you put the spoon in, you're putting more milkings into this thing.
So at the end of the day, there's a maximum amount of milk that could possibly be in the spoon.
In the spoon, yeah. So let's say.
Doesn't matter how many times you stick it in.
It's along the lines of what you're saying. Okay, but what the Rav suggested though, it's a din, but it's a din bittul. That's the point. He said the Mechaber seems like it's a din bittul. All right, because it's bittul b'shishim, so therefore if it goes in twice, you need shishim twice. What we think right now is if three times, you need three times. Your point is well taken. It comes to a point where there's no more flavor that hasn't gone in. Yeah.
I mean, even if
the Ramah would still say it's not relevant.
There's a question explained for Ramah that he doesn't think it's Hanan because it's Bibbalu.
So the Ramah is saying you don't have to say all that. I'm not giving all that background, but correct. Right, we're trying to explain the Mechaber Shita in light of our presentation. You know, that we're building up this whole wonderful pshat that doesn't get off the ground. So that works out well with Ramah. It doesn't work out as well with the Mechaber. The last thing, just to listen to the beginning a little bit, because we'll go off to tomorrow. But there's something else as well, okay, that the Ramah also seems to line up with this, at least according to Ramah. Simon Tzadi Bey Sif Aleph, okay, classic case 37. Kazai is Bosa, Shanofel, Atom, Yorosh, Chal, Rosea. Drop a milk, meat, falls into a boiling pot of milk. Toi ma'obi kochavim ha'kdeira. Get it right to taste it. That's called timas kefela. Kuf, pei, yud, lamin, aleph. Kefela means a chef, some kind of expert. The guy's a food taster. And he can have a very sensitive palate. Okay? Now there's a big discussion. We'll get to it. Some say it means, you know, that's why you can trust him, because you don't... because he's not going to, he has a reputation of being an expert food taster. It's not a matter of nemunas, you know what I'm saying? Why is the guy nemun? Because he wouldn't want to ruin his reputation as an expert in food. Okay? And of course, you're not supposed to tell him why you need to know, whatever it is, there are details. But according to Ramah, according to Mechaber, you rely on Timas Kehler, and he tells you straight out, does this taste like a milk or not? Straight out, right? So he takes it. Im Omar Sheish Mutam Basra Surah Malab Muteris. Afilu B'Pachas Mishishim.
even if it's not shishim, Mechaber writes, even if it's only 30, but he lemaisa, he tastes this particular food, he says there's absolutely no trace of any dairy flavor in here. Because, you know, some food, maybe it's a sharper food, maybe the way it interacts, dairy is different, whatever it is. Okay? There's, even if there's no shishim, but you can rely on the kvelim. Okay? Now, he said that there's a detail, that particular chaticha that the milk fell on is osir, and it depends when you took it out before it spread, but we don't need to go with that now. There are more rights, round the doors at the end. But I have a comment in Tzadikas. The ain onu noag and lismo chatim is okhom, bin and sarim b'cholinim. There are more rights, we, Ashkenazim, don't rely, I don't care what any food expert chef told us, we require shisha. Okay? That's Ramon. Ramon pipes up with that. And he refers to Tzadikas, that's the first simon of the Rovas. That's what the Taz I printed to Gan Aleph says, Chelev Betzeri. It's not Cholov, because it's got to be Chelev and Bosa. Chelev means it's also meat. Chelev is meat, right? Chelev is meat with fat. So Chelev Shinsar Bosa. Yit Amenu Nochri. Find the non Jew, taste it. Him Omer Shein Bo Tam Cholov, or Omer Sheish Bo Tam Elos Rupogam. I'm sorry, Emo Tam Chelev. You can't taste any of the chelev also, right? Even from Kosh Ramah, chelev is also. He said, no, I don't taste the chelev here, or I have it, but it's rotten, or whatever, mutter. Okay, now. And the Yaretz, it's Zorach, Shilo Yedna, Shasom Chalav, he has to know that we're not asking for religious reasons. And those are details about chelev, which I don't need to go into now. We'll learn in the Torovas. And then, Bim Ein Shomo, Vikachom, there's no going around. Okay, to taste it, then, Mishayim, Mishayim, Mishishim, Mishamach, you look at Sam Shishim. Okay? Or, if it's meat bimino, two different types of meat, the same type of meat. Okay, this is steak and that steak, so you can't ask a guy to taste it. It's going to taste like steak. He can't tell which is the veil of meat, which is. Okay, so then we find Misham Misamach. And there are more, again, adds, V'ein no'agim achshav lismach alovet kohavim, v'mishar hakol b'shishim. Okay, good, same thing. Ramon says, rely on shishim. Okay, now look at, well, 39 was at that time. Now look at 40, we'll finish up, okay, for today. However, look, now back in Nechus Basu Cholov, Simon Sarifov. Snom, it's like a radish. Okay, vegetable. Oh, silka beets. Okay. Spinach and beets are the same family, so sometimes silka can mean spinach. I know by the Simonim Rosh Hashanah, silka is one of the, those who eat Simonim. Silka, I guess, silka, do you eat, all eat Simonim besides apple honey? Who eats Simonim here, the Rosh Hashanah? Okay, do an experiment. Ask your parents if anyone did it as a kid. Okay, I've taken that survey before. It's become much more popular in recent years. I'm not happy to have grown up with it, but now it's very popular. You know that everyone eats the pomegranates and I don't like beets, but I like spinach, so we use spinach for silka. Anyway, I gave a shiur somewhere. And I just asked, I showed here how many people have simanim on Rosh Hashanah besides apple honey, and you know, most people raise their hands. And how many people grew up with that? And very few people. It was one of these minhagim that caught on, you know, more popularly today. Anyway, so it's known as radish, silka, beet, spinach, whatever. Shechotcham besakin shel basar ben yoma. I cut these sharp tasting items, and I cut it with a flashing knife. A ben yoma flashing knife. Oshen mekunachor was still had meat residue on it, wasn't clean. Asur la'ochlam b'chalav. You cannot now eat, even though the radish, the whatever is pars, okay, but since you cut it with a flashing knife, that was a ben yomo, you can't eat it together with the milk. You don't have to wait 6 hours. You have to eat it, but you can't eat it with dairy. Okay? Ajito mokmachtakne with this mokama. Unless you cut off from the radish or from the beet or whatever, you cut off the part that came to contact with the knife. You cut that off with the proper knife. You go ahead, but it's about finger's width of thickness. Oh, shiit amenu velo yibotam basar. Or taste it and see if it has absorbed any fleshic flavor from that knife. Okay, sha'az mutabadach. All you got to do is wipe it off, clean it off. Okay? That's what it says, taste it.
And if it's a clean knife, then
would
you
need
to clean it off?
Yeah, if it's clean knife, clean off, right.
But is this considered
Yeah, we're talking about Dabacharit, yeah. Now the question is, what would you expect the Ramah to write here?
That
we're not, tasting doesn't work, you need shishim.
Yeah.
Right? And mysteriously, the Ramah does not say that here.
So maybe he'll be
So the Shach, it's a Gartner in 41, says there's a difference between a Kohen and a Jew. Here the Jew can taste it, nothing wrong. There it's Basar Chalav, possibly. So then you ask the Goy to taste it. Here, what's the worst case? A Jew can eat the radish, right? The only question is now, will he be able to go ahead and eat it with milchins later? Okay, but have a Jew taste it. So that's where he makes that chilek, the shach. It's a kohen, he makes a chilek. He says, okay, that's what the Ramah says. Okay, yeah.
So, the Torah also raises a question about the difference of Kefela. We said that Kefela is a professional, professional taster. Part of this, he has no mention that the Yisrael taster has to be a professional taster as well. If we don't have the requirement for Yisrael, we would think that
If you don't mind, we'll not worry about Kefela now, but you're right. But the Shach makes that chiluk. Okay, we'll have to continue because that's his sleep. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Soloveitchik suggested that the Ramah, by not piping up over here, why does he pipe over here? Okay, because it's only the Ramah holds it's only by din of bittul that you need shishim. Okay, but this is not a din of bittul. In other words, it's inside the Hilchos Tarovos. He's talking about chelim and cholov, or something awesome, something mutter. So then he says that shishim is a din and bittul. But since by pasuk cholov it's not a din and bittul, okay, we'll say this more tomorrow, but since by not a din and bittul, so the mela, that's Ramah shitaso, like we said before, and Ramah said, by pasuk cholov it doesn't get off the ground. Therefore he said here, there's no problem. You don't have to worry about it. We only need shishim when it's a din, when bittul is an issue. Well, it's not a din and bittul, but what's called not a din and bittul, it's a din and transfer to flavor. Good, so Jew can taste it. I'll tell you, there was no flavor transfer. I'm just saying the Rav suggested that was another riot to this idea that Ramah holds to this principle that by Bas Chalav, the issue is transfer to flavor as opposed to bittul. Just, again, you know, and the Mechaber, maybe, we don't know, the Mechaber doesn't say it, but you know, anyway, that's just another riot. That's not what the Shach said. The Shach said it's a possible thing. Yeah, Jew can taste it because, a Jew won't lie to it, yeah. Theoretically, right. We would need a non-Jew, but anybody can taste it. Okay, we'll finish this.
How about talking about transfers of flavoring that's not bittul? I mean, the only reason is you get bittul in the Darasa, generally people are wrong. The only reason why we care about
shisha. No, but by Basu Mechalov, he said it's not classic bittul. I'm just building on this point, that it's not classic bittul. Okay, it's that it never becomes Basu Mechalov in the first
place. No, it's a Ramanashah. We can't, I don't think we can be Mechalov between Tom and Bittul, because the only reason why
Shishim
is a thing is because of
Tom.
So, like.
No, but Lav Davka, that's what we're saying. You know, he's saying, Ramah seems to say that we always rely on Shishim. We don't necessarily go by the Tom. We'll see. We'll see. Believe that tomorrow. Take a look at the Rashi in the Chulin Tzadiches.
So, where does the magic number
60 come from? So, it's based on that. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, take a look. Believe that. Look at the sources. We'll finish up tomorrow. And believe that also give you the other packet, the fifth. Officially, and then we'll finish on Monday too. We'll finish all these introductions.
I mean, it's also this case is interesting because it's not
yet. Right. Correct. I was going to say that. It's not possible yet, but it's in the parsha. Okay. Have a good day.